Thanks, Charlie. The Drug Enforcement Administration has finished its latest evaluation of marijuana, and the verdict? No pot for you. Which, of course, frustrates people who don't see marijuana as being in any way dangerous. However, Chuck Rosenberg, acting administrator of the DEA, says it's not about that.
It's not about danger. It's whether or not it's a safe and effective medicine.
More after this from Charlie. The DEA is keeping the federal ban on marijuana on the grounds it hasn't been proven safe or effective. The catch-22 is that keeping it illegal has prevented the kind of research necessary to prove once and for all whether it is safe and effective. Dr. Thomas Bellavia of Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, certainly thinks it works. He's been prescribing it to his MS patients for 3 years now.
MS patients have a better quality of life. People with glaucoma do much better, and especially for people who have been in auto accidents and have chronic pain.
Which may be why, even as the DEA was keeping marijuana on the no-smoke list, the Obama administration removed some of the restrictions on marijuana research, which right now can only be legally conducted at the University of Mississippi. The DEA's canophobia is ridiculous, to Michael Collins of the Drug Policy Alliance.
I think this is an agency that time and again has proven that it is out of step with science, research, public opinion, and I think today's decision is another example of that.
But don't worry, the feds won't be rounding up people with MS and glaucoma. The Justice Department will stick with its position that patients and doctors who dabble in marijuana will not face prosecution, even if they inhale, as long as they follow state law. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.